We've been campaigning for a tillage crisis fund for farmers since last year's bad harvest. We've done a fair bit of work behind the scenes through the AFA and CEGA surveys and stuff about what's involved and what we think we need to do to give farmers a compensation scheme. We were down at a grain meeting on Wednesday and there was a leak come out from the department on Tuesday and they weren't happy with what was involved in the leak. We contacted the minister and the relevant department on Wednesday and we heard nothing from them, so we decided to make a move and come over here. We adjourned our meeting and we come over here and we got into the building and we've been here ever since.
The feeling is that there was something on the table but it would not address the issues that you as affected farmers believe need to be addressed.
That's right, it was a complete insult what they offered. The limit on per farmer was a third of what we were looking for. There's a scheme that we can draw the money down through and there's a maximum limit of 15,000, is the minimum scheme. And the maximum is 15,000 you can draw down, and the proposal and the leak from the government has been that there's the maximum they're going to offer every farmer is 5,000.
Are you in discussions with anybody or is this at stalemate at the moment?
Well, we have tried to make contact. There's one of the officials in the department building here come down this Thursday morning and told us that the figures won't be moved and there'll be nothing done on it. We said that was all right, we're here for the long haul. We have tried to contact the minister on Friday evening and heard nothing. And as far as I know, there's been more contact tried to be made today and nothing back yet.
Can you envisage this protest escalating?
Unless we can get a firm confirmation from either Minister Creed or the Department of Agriculture that they'll take the 5,000 limit off the table and negotiate fully with us before they introduce a scheme, we're staying till we get that.